time for one more thing as we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. It's now available as a podcast, so if you missed it on Friday, click the podcast header, the left side nav bar, WRAT.com. You'll be entertained and quite possibly informed.
Like,
for example, this morning, did you know the original Marlboro Man died earlier this month?
Cancer?
At the age of 90?
90?
The Marlboro Man made it to 90?
He must not have smoked so many Marlboros.
Actually, he didn't smoke at all.
Ah!
If you're a smoker and you think all this gives you hope, don't put the horses on that. He didn't smoke a single cigarette. His name was Robert Norris. He was a rancher. He was a buddy with John Wayne. He smoked nary a cigarette his whole life.
Well, that's why he lived at 90.
Not one.
Yeah. It is.
So there you go.
Okay.
He said he quit. He actually quit being the Marlboro Man after 14 years because he didn't like the image convincing kids that it was cool to smoke.
Yeah, but what a mustache. I mean, along with Tom Selleck,
yeah,
that's the mustache Hall of Fame right there.
So 90, but he never smoked.
90.
That is one
His
more
mustache
thing.
Is 98, by the way.
Started in the womb. That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.